FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
This is so magic.
Hello.
New FM.
The official
The Novos.
Friday, hello guys.
Yay!
Hi. Wow, that is what I call cutting it fine.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
Jade and I ran into the studio with like maybe 35 seconds to spare very late today.
It was a rushful morning.
I had things under control. There was nothing to worry about.
What were you going to do if we didn't?
Well, there's a classic. Oh, the guys aren't here yet.
Get the shame bell ready, but you know what? Haven't missed a show, guys.
Nothing to worry
Jade's
about.
Jade's on a 100%. Record rate.
Jade.
Strike rate.
I've just had a look at you under the light.
Mm.
What's happened to your eyebrows?
Well, they looked a bit dark today.
You look like the baby on The Simpsons. You know, the angry baby?
Lift your eyebrows up.
I did a box job last night.
A what job?
A box job. I did it myself.
All right, I see.
They look
lift
horrible.
Them up. Lift them up like you're in shock.
I've got.
Oh, it's McDonald's ad.
They look fine, but...
I've got some baby wipes. I might see if I can, like, dull them down a bit.
When I say they look fine, I think I might be lying.
No, I think they actually look good.
No.
They're quite striking.
Very striking.
I look like the guy from American Pie's daughter, you know, the dad.
You're not going to miss him when you go past.
He's a distinguished woman.
Yeah. I think they look good, Jade.
Well, I thought, you know what, I'll save myself some money and I'll do it myself.
You just need to pay for these necessities, Jade.
Do you ever get your eyebrows done, Maddie?
No.
Neither do
I. I used to get them, threaded back in the day when they just get rid of the excess hair.
It's
like a wax.
Yeah, right.
Not anymore, though. It's been many years.
That sounds painful.
Beware the box job. But, guys, we are going to delve into the psyche of Crevo being a cheapo after this.
From one to another.
We are kindred spirits, aren't we, Jay?
We are.
All right, love this song. Oh, this is nice. Our City, Fireflies, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM, 6 past 6 with the Novos. Good morning. Our City, Fireflies for your Feel Good Friday, live across Newey with J, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:10, tops of 17 on the coast today.
And we're a close team.
We are a close team.
So drop the gun. Sometimes. Were you going to play music then?
It's totally fine, Jay.
Okay, so hit the button.
Can I do it?
Okay. Yeah,
Thank you.
Got excited. So we're a close team.
Yeah, we are.
And so, you know, we like to share the delights, you know, like cakes, candy, coffees, well, you know, whatever strikes our fancy in the mornings here. We'll bring something in every now and again just to, you know, keep the morale up.
That's right.
And Maddie and I seem to always be coughing more up, so to speak. We're always bringing more to the table, in particular the Krispy Kreme donuts. They're our favourite on this show.
For many years.
Many
years on this show. Well, you can say many after
dozens of years.
Yes.
A couple of years now. Every second Friday when we get paid, I try and bring in a packet of Krispy Kremes. I used to bring in the 12 packs.
You did.
Yeah.
The whole office donuts.
Yeah. Very, very sweet.
Then I thought, that's getting too expensive. So I've downgraded to the 4-pack of Krispy Kremes now. Jackson doesn't eat one, so it's one each for the team here, including
And then whoever's having the shittest week or the worst morning gets the second one.
Anyway, Crevo, yesterday on the show, we were talking about how he evades buying the Krispy Kremes.
Yeah, I call Crevo a Krispy Kreme evader.
Now, you say this, and I'm taking this ammunition to the chest here. However,
pow, pow.
It's not about cheaping out on the situation.
Isn't it?
It's just about, I just don't have the time.
Whatever. You just don't want to go out of your way to a 7-Eleven on your morning run.
Absolutely
it's out
correct.
Of your routine because that's more fuel.
It's
and time is money and you're not backtracking.
Crevo plans his whole mornings minute by minute.
Mm. I plan my whole life minute by minute, to be fair.
You're not very spontaneous, and are you?
In a lot of ways, no.
Yeah.
This is a perfect example of it. If I had this planned out like we were on a schedule, I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah.
Like if it was my turn every third pay cycle or whatever system you want to set up.
Well, you know what? Maddie brought in Krispy Kreme donuts for the team this morning.
Why don't I put my money where my mouth is and pay for the donuts?
No. You can have one, though.
No, that just writes out the...
Snickers Krispy Kreme's cars.
Can I...
Delicious.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, there you go.
I want to write off the bad debt.
Now I think... Now
that's the idea. Now, that's why I'm offering to pay.
Now I think about it.
Yeah.
Jade's purchased donuts once.
Yeah, actually.
Get off your high horse.
And it
there,
was the
Dolly.
Last, like the last lot, because you were having a sugar low, and you went, "Oh, I better get them for everyone
As
else."
If you guys were like, "Can you come back and bring us a snack?" You guys were hitting me up. I don't care. Yeah, I know. We're just genius. I'm going to share a great photo on our Facebook page that producer Jackson made yesterday of a wanted poster of you.
I'm looking forward to this.
Have a pick, Crevo.
Right.
Whatever one.
You're not allowed the glazed one. I'm having the glazed one.
Go.
Can I have the glazed one?
No, I want it. You got it last time.
Let's do this after.
Oh, yeah, heads or tails. Way too complicated.
Up next, school holiday fun. We've given so many prizes away this week already. All you have to do, get through on 13 10 09, flip the coin, and of course, if it gets on whatever side you choose that has the prize, you get it.
Yeah, so we've got today a family pass to Oakdale Wildlife Park. So that's going to be awesome for the kids. Get out there and enjoy. 13 10 09 if you want to play.
Okay, doing it next here at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. New FM. The school holidays are here. And we want you to rediscover the hunter. Time to play. The Novos, heads or tails?
Yeah, that's right. Heads or tails time, school holiday fun right across your day here at New FM. So many great prizes on offer, Crevo. We have today...
A family pass, to Oakvale Wildlife Park. See, touch, feel. Oakvale Wildlife Park is now open.
Oh, let's go to Ali. Good morning. Hello? Ali?
Ali.
Ali?
Sorry, Ali.
No, she's gone.
You got to be there to play.
Ricky. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good, brother. What's on for the weekend?
Work.
Oh. You're loving work, life, eh? Work, what do you do work. For work, man?
Hey?
What do you do for work?
Coal miner.
Jeez, you're earning the big bucks there, aren't you?
No, I don't know about that.
Don't be modest, Ricky. You're come absolutely balling. No,
do you go underground or are you above ground?
No, above ground.
Okay. Would you ever go underground? Because my husband and I, when we went out to Treasure Cove, the hidden track where you look at the old mine shafts, I was looking at them. And I know, obviously, the mine shafts are a lot more modern now and safer, but I crossed my mind thinking, I couldn't do it. I don't think I could work underground. Could you, now that you've been, working on top of the mines for a while?
Well, the old man worked underground all his life, and he took me under when I was younger, and, I looked at it, and I was like, you can have that job.
Is it scary?
I wasn't keen on it.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, let's do this. Ricky, heads or tails, my friend?
Heads.
Heads for Ricky. Let's do this. Flip the coin. Okay, you got any kids, Ricky?
Yeah. Three
kids. Well, you're taking them.
Yes!
All yours.
All yours, man.
That's right.
Family
pass to Oakvale Wildlife Park. See, touch, feel. Oakvale Wildlife Park is now open.
Thank you, Ricky. Enjoy that. Coming up next is the news. And, of course, Kanye Crevo looking to run for president of the United States in the election later this year.
I mean, I was going to say it's a weird story, but nothing surprises me at the moment. But some of the stuff he's saying is just off this planet. You got to hear about it. We'll talk about it just after 6:30.
Okay, at 6:25 with the Novos. Good morning.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Woo! Whoop! It sure is. How are we feeling today, guys?
Good. Good. Amazing.
Feel Good Friday. Songs you love all day at work, kicking off after 9 o'clock. Our next though, Krivo, we're talking Kanye for president.
That's right. Obviously, he's saying that he wants to run for president. A lot of people saying this guy is completely off his head. Elon Musk got behind him and then backflipped.
Did he?
Yep, he's already backflipped. So just a couple of little facts for you. Kanye has said himself he's never voted in his life, and he had COVID-19, but he's suspicious of a coronavirus vaccine, and he says vaccines are the mark of the beast.
I don't think there is a single person out there that agrees with Kanye West
thinking
and his policies.
So,
but who launched the idea in the team of him going?
Not me.
No one does.
I don't think anybody does.
This is the thing I thought we could throw out there. 13-10-09, is there anybody who would like to see Kanye West as president?
Surely not.
Anybody, or alternatively, we will let through if you're thinking this guy cannot be president and should be shut down.
And I mean, I want to hear from some Kanye fans as well, like, I feel like they'll have an interesting perspective.
Well,
like,
they probably know. Well, they know him inside out compared to us.
You might love Kanye, but think, no, he can't be president. Anyway, that's the sort of stuff we want. 13-10-09, prizes on offer just for your opinion.
Yeah. Right now, though, Feel Good Friday feelings. This is Bodine's Closer to Free with the Novos at New FM 6:35. Good morning. Live across Newcastle with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Very wet start to your Friday. Tops of 17 degrees in Maitland today. And 13-10-09, do you think Kanye West should be president?
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Picasso is dead. Steve Jobs is dead. Walt Disney is dead. Name somebody living.
He definitely says some weird stuff, old Kanye West.
Yeah, he does.
And some of the stuff he has said about his plan to be president is just bizarre, right? So he's started by saying that he was sick with COVID back in February, but obviously he's gotten over it. And he's now said that he's suspicious of any coronavirus vaccine and says vaccines are the mark of the beast. Not someone you want someone in charge of a country.
Yeah, no.
That's a definite no from me to start.
Well, because he survived COVID-19 without a vaccine, he's like, we don't need one.
Nobody
I survived.
Needs it.
That's what happens when you're a multi millionaire and you can isolate in your mansion.
Mm-hmm. That's right, your huge mansion. So his name for his party is the birthday party. Because he says, when we win, it's everybody's birthday. Not how birthdays work, you know, not how political parties work, but
say,
hooking in Jade because she loves a birthday.
I love a birthday, but I love his slogans. I've got to say, I commend the man on his slogans.
All right, things now step up a gear in weirdness, right? Because he envisions that his White House organizational model will be based on the secret country of Wakanda, which is fictional country Black Panther, right? So he's deciding to make things up based on a Marvel comic.
It's too much.
Just let that settle in for one moment.
I mean, Donald Trump's presidency is basically built on slogans. So,
well, like, that's true.
It really is.
And marketing, man.
This actually really is like scary stuff because between him and Kim Kardashian West, the pair of them have so many hundreds of millions of followers that they have a direct voice to these people. And
that's right.
I think there are people out there that may be fans of them that maybe not understand the politics behind it.
I think
that would vote for him.
In all fairness, Kim Kardashian, I'd consider only because of her.
Oh, that's even worse.
No, it's not. She's actually what I
actually
think
maybe not.
No,
we talked about this on the
worse.
Show this week. So she did. She studied. I think was studying to become a lawyer. She spent time at the White House. She's fighting for people's rights. She's actually a good person. Like Kanye West is just
a lot of
a
photo
fruit loop.
Ops, though. I feel.
Anyway,
for a photo op at the White House.
I don't want either of them as president, if I'm fair, but I just think that we can't can't let him become president.
Well, nobody's called, so clearly nobody thinks
he's sure.
President of the United States.
Can I just say I love you, Newcastle, for not supporting that idea? what's really concerning about the idea is not necessarily that he'd become president.
Yeah.
It's that he'd siphon votes off that would go
to go elsewhere.
So it might actually tip the balance in an election when you've got, you know, potentially thousands of, dare I say, younger voters who'd be influenced, who would otherwise vote for one of the other candidates.
Oh, and then he can just give his votes away.
Well, no, they can't do it. It's a different system in America. Like it's not, they don't do that. They
How
do it
confusing.
Here.
They're just sort of deleted.
Yeah, that's
basically.
Right. It's a non-vote. It's basically like you didn't vote.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So actually, it could do a lot of damage.
It could. It could potentially, this is actually potentially serious. If he does actually run and he actually garners thousands and thousands of votes and being an influential guy, as you pointed out, it could actually change the outcome of the election.
I think he has 9 days now to decide as to whether he will run.
And
let's hope he doesn't. And he's just doing this to sell his album.
I mean, that's a possibility. But then he was saying, I'm going to give that album away for free. It's not a publicity stunt. Doubt it. Also... once he was talking to this reporter, he starts talking about how he writes his music, and he's like, I write all of my music in the shower. And it's like, how is this relevant to what we're talking about here? And started getting right into that. He got asked about foreign policy. He's like, I haven't developed any of that yet. I'm focused on protecting America.
People are dying on the streets.
Wow. Wow.
People are literally dying on the streets in the United States, and he's Kanye West talking about the most pointless, trivial BS.
And it's saying terrible. He's suspicious of all vaccines. Not a good thing.
Okay.
Take Trump and his no masks any day over that.
And I don't want to take that. Anyway, it is what it is. He might have a crack. Although, in a lot of places, he's actually left it too late to get on the ballot papers already.
Oh, thanks, Crevo. I guess it's just a watch this space, 9 days to go.
Yeah, I love it or loathe it. Up next, it's 6:44. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Crevo and Jade, get ready. I think you're going to be very jealous by this one, Jade.
Okay.
Getting your thoughts on the daily topic today, playing the lotto.
3, 2, 1, go!
I loathe it.
Love it. You know why I love it. I like a gamble when it comes to becoming a multimillionaire.
Remember yesterday, Jade, you said, oh my God, Powerball's worth $80 million tonight.
Yeah,
Jack put it, that's the biggest it's ever been. And you know what? I didn't get a ticket. I tried to get online. But the online, shut down on me because obviously everyone was on there trying to buy tickets.
Crevo, why do you hate playing the lotto? Waste of money?
Yeah, the odds are so slim.
Did you win? Did someone in this building win 80 million?
Have you ever played the lotto?
I've never bought my own ticket just for me. I've joined in whenever there's a work syndicate. That's my rule. Always play because you can't be that one left behind.
I'm in torture.
Do your parents play the lotto?
I think they used to when they were young, but they don't now.
My grandma always encourages me to buy a lotto ticket.
Yeah, and really? Did you?
She's like, Maddie, one day you'll get rich, but you should make sure you always buy a lotto ticket. One winner, $80 million.
No!
The Powerball. Yes.
So you didn't buy a ticket?
I didn't. No, I don't have $80 million.
Right now. How would your morning be different, Maddie?
I would actually try and buy the radio station.
You've said that multiple times. I believe that.
Probably not enough money, though.
$80 million? Yeah, it'd be enough for this place.
Yeah, well, there you go. $80 million, Jade, one winner. Imagine that.
Now, I was actually reading about another lotto winner overnight who won $50 million on their first ever lottery ticket.
Doesn't that encourage you to go down the news agency and maybe buy a ticket?
Well, no, because I've always thought one day I'll just feel like buying a lottery ticket and that'll be my lucky one. I'm only buying one. In my life.
You need to do it, though, before you get into your, you know, later stages of life.
I haven't
felt lucky
yet.
You need to enjoy the money.
I hope it works for you, Crevo, but if anyone here is rushing to check their lotto ticket at 8 a.m. this morning when the news agency opens, you're out of luck, because the winner is actually from Victoria.
Well, do you know what? They're doing it hard at the moment.
That's true. $80 million would be good for their economy.
$80 million, you win that. What's the first thing you're doing the next day?
You know what's interesting? I don't know. I think I'd be in shock. But when I was with Steve yesterday, old boss Steve, I took him out. We had this conversation at Merriweather Beach. You know what he said he'd do with the $80 million?
What?
He said that he'd just have $1 million and he'd share it with 80 other people. He said he'd rather share that amount of money with.
That's very generous.
Isn't it?
I would help everyone I know. I'd give them all, you know,
something. Yeah.
Maybe not $1 million, maybe half. I'll give you guys $1 million each if I won.
Really?
$80 million?
$80 million is a lot of money.
$80 million is actually mind-blowing money.
I'd happily give you guys $1 million each.
I'll give you a mil.
Oh, very good.
Mutual million dollars in between
Easy
us.
Easy to agree when no one's won it.
Well, that's a lot of money.
It's crazy money, actually.
Have a mil.
Let me have my Fantasy Friday, Crevo, please.
Enjoy it.
I'm doling out the cash. News time here at New FM next at 6:58. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle,
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos.
For those who don't know, we have an amazing podcast. It's just search The Novos, Jade, Maddie, Crevo on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And the thing is, a lot of people go there and listen to it, which is great. Thank you. But we have a lot of followers from different countries around the world.
That's right. So, all over the place.
Always shocks me, actually, when you see the list of countries that listen to us. We are very popular in India.
Yeah, very, very popular in India.
There are probably more people listening to us in India than in Newcastle.
Come on, Newcastle. Get on it.
You can beat India. There's a lot of people there, though.
Yeah, that is true. The odds are stacked against us. But the thing is, we decided yesterday that we'd call and check in with our fans.
Yeah, a couple of countries. So we tried Thailand first because we're lacking some numbers with the Thais.
And we thought, let's boost up Thailand in the odds.
But we had some issues with the language barriers.
Wasn't successful. Here's a taste of what happened. I don't know. Here we go.
Can you speak slowly, please?
Do you have a favorite podcast that you like to listen to?
I cannot hear you.
Do you have a favorite podcast that you listen to? Do you podcast?
Do you love podcast? Love podcast.
Can you speak one by one?
Very difficult.
She asked us to speak slowly, and it's hard because you feel like... You're being rude, speaking really slowly. I was like, oh, this just feels so wrong. But the thing is, she was asking us to speak slowly.
Yes, exactly. She was.
Like, it was really difficult. So we ended up calling another country.
The Philippines.
And that call went particularly well. We're going to play it for you after this.
Yeah, we met Karen that works at the Hilton Manila.
A good Karen. Yeah. Not a bad Karen.
The Novos worldwide.
Yeah, 708 right now, full Apple. Thanks for the memories. New FM, good morning. 16 degrees, the top around the lake today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM, and we are going worldwide with the Novos worldwide.
I'm not supposed to be famous.
I'm not either, for sure.
Yeah.
I am.
Mr. Worldwide.
We are so far away from home right now.
The Novos on New FM. Have you heard of that?
What is your name? Angelina.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please make sure you have the correct area code.
Rightio. So basically, the Novos Worldwide is where we call another country who's rating really high on our podcast chart. So just search the Novos on the Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
The Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
And you can listen to our podcast. And we have a lot of followers over in different countries around the world. One in particular, the Philippines, who we called in yesterday. And say g'day to Karen.
Yeah, let's cross to Manila, Philippines. We call the Hilton Hotel there. I love Karen. Here it is.
Hello?
Good morning. Thank you for calling Hotel Manila. How may I assist you?
Good morning. I'm actually calling from a radio station in Australia. How are you?
Good, sir. How can I assist you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I've got my two co-hosts, Maddie and Jade, with me as well.
What's your name?
This is Karen, sir.
Karen.
Hey, Karen.
So the reason we're calling is that we're trying to grow our podcasting audience in the Philippines, and we're wondering if you could help by checking out our podcast.
Oh, you're just promoting your podcast?
Yeah.
Do you listen to podcasts much?
Is it in Spotify?
Yes, it is.
So it sure is.
If you search the Novos, so T-H-E and then Novos, N-O-V-O-S.
Novos?
Yes.
Novos.
Correct.
Do you have an iPhone, Karen?
Yes, I do have, and I have it here right now.
So, Karen, do you know there's a little app on there called Apple Podcasts?
Yes, I think, but I'm not using that one.
Right.
Oh, that's okay.
We'll take a subscribe on Spotify.
On Spotify, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you look us up, you should be able to see a picture of us. Can you do that now for me?
Yes. What's the name again of your podcast?
So, The Novos. N-O-V-O-S.
Okay.
There's like two guys and a girl.
It should be black and white.
The photo.
The image.
The Novos. Okay.
Yay!
Can you please follow us? Would that be okay?
Yeah, done.
Hey, awesome. Karen, can I ask a few questions? How old are you?
I'm 25.
25. So what kind of things do you like in a podcast? Do you like just talking about celebrities and random things?
Yeah. Anything that's interesting, actually.
Oh, well, you'll love our podcast.
Yeah. Our show's great.
Okay, I'll listen to them.
You might even hear yourself on this tomorrow.
Okay.
So you'll be on the radio in Australia. Can we play this on the radio?
It's just a bit of fun.
So you'll play this on the radio?
Yeah, this call.
In Australia.
Oh, I think I won't be able to hear it.
Oh, no, on the podcast, you will.
Ah, okay.
So if you listen to that podcast tomorrow, you'll be able to hear yourself on the radio in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're going to be famous, Karen.
That sounds good.
Hey, Karen, before we go, can you tell us what the weather's like over there at the moment?
Well, now in Manila, it's morning and it's really sunny right now.
Oh, beautiful. Cool. Well, Karen, make sure you tell all of your friends if you will 100% be on the podcast. And if they have Apple, tell them to give us 5 stars. Pretty please.
Definitely. I'll let them also hear this tomorrow.
Oh, we love you, Karen.
Thanks, Karen.
Bye, girl.
You're welcome.
See
ya. Stay safe.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Philippines tied up.
Done and dusted.
Aww, that's so kind. Cute. And don't forget, you can also listen to our podcast, The Novos, and in particular on Apple Podcasts, rate it 5 stars for us and you go into the draw to win a gift card for Coles and Officeworks.
Yeah, Westfield and Officeworks.
I'm stuck on Coles and Woolies.
I don't know why.
No one knows
what's
why.
What's the goss up next? Jackson, what's on the way, mate?
Instagram has apologised to Bella Hadid over deleting a post. I'll let you know about that. Also, too, an update on Naya Rivera and the search that's underway for her
really
right
sad.
Now in the States. Yeah, really sad stuff.
16 past 7, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Here he is, Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning. A search is underway over in the United States after Glee star Naya Rivera went missing from a boat over there. I don't know if you guys are following this story.
Yeah, so sad.
It's really sad. So more than 80 people are currently involved in the search. It's involving boats, ATVs, helicopters. This is Ventura Sheriff speaking out about what happened and how this came to light.
And approximately 3 hours after they left the dock, another boater out on the lake discovered the boat drifting. We're going on the belief that she did go in the water, and we have not been able to locate her. So this may well be a case of drowning.
So really sad stuff, and just another sort of bad story to come from the Glee cast.
Yeah, because there's been so many over the years.
Yeah, that show is so cursed, isn't it?
That is the thing. It's the Glee curse. I didn't believe it at first, but after all the incidents that's happened to every single almost cast member on that show, it makes you wonder.
It's really sad. Like, her poor little son left on the boat by himself. He must have been so scared.
Yeah, well, he was found asleep, just floating around the lake. Co-stars are coming out to wish her well and hope that she returns safe, but it has been turned into a recovery mission at the moment.
Hey,
so.
Jackson, didn't you say there's some interesting theories coming out from this? One of them, though, is that she might have been kidnapped and that this is being staged.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories flowing around right now, one of them being that, but police are saying that they are leading towards accidental drowning.
Jeez.
Yeah, so I will keep you up to date on that. Moving on, social media is a buzz because Instagram and Bella Hadid went to war this week. So she posted on her social media, "Are we not allowed to be Palestinian on Instagram? This to me is bullying," after they deleted a photo of her father's passport.
Oh.
Yeah, so she hit out at them and they come back and they said, "Just to protect the privacy of the community, we don't really allow people to post personal information." But it was blurred out, the passport number. So they've restored the content and they've apologised for the mistake as well.
Wow.
Honest mistake, I feel.
Yeah, well, this is the thing with Instagram, right? So they only have about a couple of hundred people fielding complaints from people. So
like reported images?
Yeah. So most of the time it gets handed over to an algorithm which just does a scan of a photo. And if it detects anything that, you know, is put into the algorithm as deemed not suitable for Instagram, it'll just remove it. So nine times out of ten when your content gets removed, it's from a computer anyway. No one's really making the decision.
Yeah, so then after that, if you dispute it, then it goes to a person. But like you said, the team isn't that big. It's just a few hundred. Mm. Even with Facebook, like, there is a lot more people doing it on Facebook, but it's still a person.
Oh, yeah, I'm just looking at the picture now. Yeah, it was blurred out. It's, I think, an easy thing for a computer to
just go, "Oh, that's a passport. We don't allow that."
Yeah.
Which is fair enough.
Yeah.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate that. If you'd like to verse Jade in Tim Tam Tennis, please call us now, 13 10 09. Very simple game, word association. Jade's pretty good at this game. Crevo's got some topics, and that's if you think you can bounce the words off Jade... If and you hit can that tennis ball.
Come on, beat me.
You win heaps
if
of
you dare.
Tennis.
Jade's very competitive, though.
Come on.
Okay,
take
after
me on.
The news at New FM 7:27. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Yes, indeed, it is Feel Good Friday here at New FM. Playing the songs that make you feel good all day. We've got one right now, David Lee Roth. Up next, though, we're playing Tim Tam Tennis, Crevo.
That's right. So this is your chance to win Tim Tams and wine. Very simple. All you need to do is play word tennis with Jade.
Very easy game.
That's right. How this works, as an example... I say a word like movies, and then you have to go between you.
Yeah, let's give a little live demo.
Okay.
Come on.
Movie tickets.
Box office.
Candy.
Choc Tops.
Snakes.
Movies.
Ticket stubs.
You get it.
Yeah, so very simple.
All you got to do is beat Jade. She's an absolute legend of the Tim Tam tennis world. 13-10-09, you win Tim Tams and wine if you can beat Jade.
Very good.
Okay. And the bragging rights.
The lines are open. Jade said I said the number too fast last time. The number. 13-10-09. David Lee Roth now, California Girls. Good morning. David Lee Roth, California Girls, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. It's time to play Tim Tam Tennis. Let's go down to the tennis court
and talk it up like, yeah. I haven't actually tried the other Tim Tam flavors.
Do you think Tim Tam should be a prize on our show?
Absolutely, I do.
He's wonderful. Oh, it's Tim Tam.
That's right. Very simple game. All you have to do is beat Jade at Tim Tam Tennis. It's a word association game. You beat her, you win Tim Tams and wine. Some say the greatest prize in radio history.
Very easy.
Did you buy the Tim Tams?
Yes.
That did didn't you? Sound convincing
mental,
at all.
Mental note.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Let's go to Emily. Hey, Em, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. You love Tim Tams and you love wine, right?
I do. I love both.
You sound very confident, Em.
Well, look, I play this game with my husband
really?
On our phone. It's like a heads-up game. I think Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
And I think I'm pretty good.
You're good at this sort of spontaneous, quick thinking that you need for Tim Tam Tennis.
You have this confident authority in your voice. I'm a little bit intimidated.
All right.
I'm a bit nervous, so don't worry.
You'll be right. Best of three, Crevo.
That's right.
All right, we've got three topics. No stumbling, no umming, no ahhing. If you do that, you're out.
Okay.
Right, here we go.
Types of tea and coffee.
Jade first.
Cappuccino. Oh, damn it.
No, you're right. All right, Jade first. Kick it off. You can't do cappuccino.
Okay, tea.
Latte.
Peppermint tea.
Mint tea.
Nescafe.
Emily, that's one to Jade.
One to Jade.
You've still got a chance.
Okay, so Jade for the win. Okay. Emily to stay in the game.
Okay.
You couldn't write this kind of suspense.
The pressure.
All right, next topic. Types of fish. Emily first.
Goldfish.
Trout.
Barramundi.
Snapper.
Flathead.
Jade,
you're
damn,
right.
Damn it,
I crumbled.
One
apiece, Emily, you've got this.
All right. Emily.
Both of you for the win. You're currently tied up.
Oh, no.
All right, this time Jade is first. The topic is spices.
Oh, cardamom.
Cumin.
Barbecue spice.
Curry.
You win it.
What is that?
Tim Tams and tennis coming your way. Tennis.
Well done,
Tim Tams and wine.
Screw the tennis. Screw the tennis.
Well done. You, well Emily. Played, Em.
You got her.
It was a very close game there.
I meant to say steak spice.
Still not a spice.
Yeah, no. Yes, it is. Thank you very much. Master Foods, next time you're in the aisle.
It's a mix of spices. Technically incorrect. Nice try, though, Jade.
Damn.
Hamish in next with the news that didn't make the news. Doing it after this. 7:42 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Omi, cheerleader, currently 11 degrees in Maitland. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. It's time for the news that didn't make the news.
Novos on New FM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring, and you act like you peed in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
Give us that gold, Hamish.
Give us that absolute gold.
Oh, gee, I think your expectations, let's manage these expectations a little bit here today.
Oh, it's always good, Hamish.
Yeah, you nail it.
You never give yourself credit for your stories,
look,
Hamish, in this segment. You need to.
We sell this as the offcuts of the news, basically. And like we say, generally a good reason for
that. The bits that they use in mince.
Yeah, that's right.
Offcuts are great. Sausages are amazing.
Oh, in stews and things as well.
You're basically a butcher, but
you're giving us ear sausages right now.
Oh, good. That doesn't sound good. Right, let me butcher this segment then. That doesn't sound good. Okay, a 22-year-old grey parrot has actually shamed a bunch of Harvard students by beating them in a memory test. It's the old trick of the classic hide the ball under the cup and switch the cups around thing. This study found that the parrot, 22 years old, that's pretty impressive in itself, easily beat children aged 6 to 8 in the test and performed as well as or better than 21, engineering, pre-med, pre-law and math students, which is pretty extraordinary.
Wow.
Yeah. Results dipped slightly when they used more than three objects in the thing. thing, but it did very well. It's actually a study into, this is what I find interesting, visual working memory. And they reckon it's because there's an evolutionary ability that developed when parrots and humans had a common ancestor. That's about 300 million years ago.
That is so fascinating.
Yeah, because these things don't just happen. They have to come from somewhere, and they reckon that it comes from before, you know, the dinosaurs, basically.
Now, I was just looking into the African grey parrots.
Mm.
They live in captivity between 40 to 60 years.
Wow. That's amazing.
So how old was this parrot, did you say?
22 years old, so you know, young.
Still pretty young, Still pretty young.
Do you think they get wiser the older they get?
It's entirely possible. Well, I mean, yeah, it depends on what they're learning, I suppose.
I guess they're observing a lot day in, day out. They're not doing much in a cage, are they? So their knowledge would increase.
I suppose, it depends on what you expose them to, but there you go. Secondly, heard about light pollution. And you know, noise pollution.
I hate light pollution.
Okay, all right. Well, this is an interesting story. I found out this study into, and it's 20 years old, this study. It's taken that long to get these results. It turns out the teenagers who live in cities with high levels of light pollution actually, you know, they get less sleep than adolescents, and it actually has a real impact on their mental health. They actually used this study. They cross-referenced it with satellite imagery of where the subjects lived. They found a direct correlation between the brightness, the outdoor brightness, and rates of bipolar disorder and phobias. The same study also found high levels of artificial outdoor light also contribute to increased rates of breast cancer in post-menopausal women.
Isn't it interesting?
Wow.
Yeah.
Country folk are a lot calmer.
Mm. I reckon that's partly to do with it because, you know, that we get better sleep because it's darker.
Yeah.
And it's not to do with indoor lighting. There's other studies that have looked into that. But it's talking about general lights outside that, you know, so, yeah, invest in good curtains, I think, is probably the best takeaway from this.
Those blockout blinds.
Mm.
Very I've got them. They're great when, you know, if I've had a few the night before and I want to have a nice long sleep in the next morning.
You took it there, Jack. Jeez.
Couple of breezes out with the girls.
Watermelon breezes. Thank you, Hamish.
No worries, guys.
Thank you.
All right, news time. The real news with Hamish next here at New FM 7:55. Good morning.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Yes, I am feeling good. 8 o'clock around the team.
Yeah, great.
Amazing.
Really good. Hey, all day at work, we've got the tracks that make you feel good. One coming up in seconds, Crevo.
But yesterday, we spoke to the list king, Bruno Boucher. He was reviewing the best burgers at the moment, you know, top to bottom. And he revealed this interesting factoid.
That's a great idea. No, look, honestly, I spend around $250 a week on fast food. It's not... I've got a second kid on the way. It'd be good if I, you know, if I was able to stick around past its two or three birthday, you know, second or third birthday. But, I should probably stop. But yeah, it's a lot of money.
Sure is.
$250 a week.
That blew us away, and we were thinking, 13:10:09. Is there anyone in Newcastle, or maybe it's someone you know?
Mm.
Who's spending more than $250 a week on fast food / eating out?
Around the team?
Not a chance.
No, not. I'm lucky to probably spend maybe $40, if that.
Real talk. I'm probably about $100 a week.
On fast food?
Yeah.
See, I didn't think it was possible, but then, Jade, you were like, nah, you know what? Like, truckies, people that go out to the mines, that sort of thing, they're always on the road.
Servo lunches.
Yeah,
like, they
add
up.
In hand in one hand and a dare in the other.
$40 is actually probably a bit much, to be honest. I'd probably spend a lot less. Like, I'm talking coffees, like, Ben and that
than
I get.
Everything, yeah.
Jade, your fast food diet consists of Raj's and McDonald's cheeseburger meals.
Yeah, so we might make...
Treat yourself to a tic-tac.
Let's just stay $40. I think that's actually quite good.
All right. 13:10:09, how much are you spending on fast food each week? Feel Good Friday track for you right now. Classic Rogue Traders. Remember this? One of my kind.
I love this song.
Great song. Live across Newcastle, 8:05. Good morning.
Good
Go, Jade.
You're one of my kind. Sorry, I was a bit delayed then.
Well, that was a vibe, wasn't it?
I love that song. Oh, honestly, I love it. That's a great song for your feel-good Friday.
Road Traders, pre-Nat Bass, one of my kind, live across Newcastle. At 13:10:09 this morning, though, we're asking you, how much are you spending on fast food in a week?
Jade, Maddie and Kruger.
That's right. It's time to confess. This is all after the list king, Bruno Boucher. We had him on the show. He was talking about burgers. He revealed he spends heaps of money, $250 every week. We're all in shock.
We did the math. That's $12,000 a year.
Well, my friend upped it because he messaged through and said he spends $500 a week on Uber Eats.
Surely not.
No one spends.
He's making bank, but $500 a week. That's more than some people earn.
How much is the delivery fee? That must be pretty exy. $500.
Depends on the restaurant. I mean, $6-7 sometimes.
Well, I guess he's in Sydney, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Still a ton of money.
That's a lot.
He's spending. You admitted to around 100.
1 to 120, I think. I mean, when you add it up. Maybe some Thai from Sticky Rice. I'll get
Domino's pizza.
Domino's. I might treat myself and get some
your burger night.
Burger nights, yeah.
Like, I think it does add up. 60, 70 maybe.
Well, I went out for dinner last night to the brewery, and I mean, I dropped $30 on a pizza and a Coke.
A single drink. Yeah. Gets expensive.
Well, you and Emmy Crevo go have date night once a week where you like to go out.
Although we wound that back with the whole
Corona
thing. And you know what? Saved us so much money. Like, I've realised, and we've been talking about it, like, this is actually great. You know, like, we don't spend so much cash.
Jackson, I feel like you're a reformed Uber eater. I've seen pictures of you back in the day that you used to send me like 7 Domino's pizzas delivered to your house.
That's when I used to live in Newcastle, and I had nothing better to do than just eat my feelings away. I did move to Sydney, and now I'm a lot healthier. But yeah, I used to eat like 7 pizzas and like 4 garlic breads for dinner.
That's a heavy go.
That's when I had metabolism as well. That's slowing down.
From 24. You're fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, I am, but you've got to work for that. Like, it used to be easy, right? You could just, like, not have to leave the bed and still look hot.
That's
now you've
true.
Actually got to do a squat or two.
You go swimming, which is really good for you.
And now you only eat, like, a quarter of a chicken breast and some broccoli.
Yeah, sometimes I'll Google food in here. I'll, like, look.
Just to feel,
I'm not even getting Google, like, a really nice burger, look at it, and think, oh, that's the stimulation that I'm going to get.
That's all you get, Jackson.
Casey from Merriweather just messaged our Facebook group, and she said that between her and her husband, $450 a week.
No.
That's out of control.
Wow.
That's insane.
We're working in the wrong jobs.
I know.
It's my dream to be able to spend that much on takeaway every week.
Real talk. So if we were getting like $1 million a year or $200,000 a year, that's still a decent amount of money, right?
Okay, but a fair
bit of coin. Yeah. Would you stop cooking dinner altogether and just get fast food?
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that.
I like cooking, so that would not be happening. But I'd probably be spending all the money on fine, like, Wagyu steak and stuff.
Yeah, imported from Japan.
Yeah, I'd drop all the cash anyway.
Very good. Hey, guys, obviously COVID-19, not good down in Victoria. I thought we'd try and get some local perspective on this, though, from the people in the know. So we're going to have Tim Crackenthorpe on the show next just to have a chat about, you know, what we can do to protect ourselves here in Newcastle. Mm. So we're going to chat to him after this here at New FM. Good morning. The Weekend, In Your Eyes, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Prevo. Currently 12 degrees in Mayfield. Tim Crackenthorpe joins us now.
Hi, I'm Tim Crackenthorpe.
Yeah, he's the state member for Newcastle. Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, g'day, Jade, Maddie and Prevo. Yeah, I'm real good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
We're doing good. Look, obviously we wanted to get you on today in regards to the coronavirus. Of course, with everything happening down in Victoria, I guess we just wanted to maybe get a voice of reason to steady the ship here in Newcastle. How's it all going here in the Hunter?
Look, it's going very well, actually, but, you know, you've got to be vigilant. I mean, there's a second wave coming through, so to speak, and, you know, we used to have, well, flights down to Melbourne, it's not a time to go and visit friends down there. You've got to really, really need to have to go for business or something. And
you better not.
But the most important thing is to just keep up all those really important things. Like if you do get a bit of a sniff, pop out to the uni. They've got testing going constantly out there. It's important that businesses have a COVID-safe plan and stick to those as well. Because in Sydney, there's a few pubs and clubs that aren't, they're raising a few alarm bells. So we've just, it's good in that the Hunter is doing well. I mean, they got 179 cases yesterday in Melbourne. That's not where we want to be.
No,
absolutely not. And I mean, look, what would you say, Tim, to this? Just the other night, I went for dinner, went down Derby Street, and just the people lined up outside of restaurants, just completely ignoring social distancing. What would you say to the people out there that, maybe not doing it intentionally, but are still doing it?
Yeah, look, pay attention. 1.5 metres, it is so important. I mean, if someone does have COVID-19, no one wants to get it. No one wants to pass it on to someone who could potentially die. It is deadly serious. We still don't have a vaccine for it. So people really do need to take it seriously. And, if you're at an establishment where they're not taking it seriously, just, have a quiet word to one of the one of the waiters or to the owner and say, I really would appreciate you doing that. I mean, there's a great example of someone coming up from Victoria to Maroombula, and they went to Tathra pub. They didn't know they had COVID, but they recorded all the names, all the phone numbers at the door, and when this person did test positive, they could contact about 80 people and contain it. So it's those little details that are really important. We're not over it yet
Well said.
Solution.
Yeah, and as you said before, like doing those things, washing hands, staying a safe distance apart and everything else that we have been doing, it did so well in quashing the first wave. So if we can keep it up, I really think we can retain control of this situation. Now, you did talk about that testing at the uni. Is that just there ongoing or...?
That's there for quite a few months now. They've just set it
Brilliant.
Up. So, you just go to the car park through the main sort of entry and the roundabout to the right. And, if you've just got so much as a sniffle, just get it checked out. You've got nothing to lose. And as I said before, you'd hate to pass it on to someone vulnerable and, have a fatality.
Prevo's partner had a scare earlier this week, and the turnaround with the testing is very quick, within 24 hours, Prevo?
That's right. So, she got tested like midday, and by midday the next day, results, I could come back to work, everything back as normal.
Have you had to be tested yourself, Tim?
No, amazingly, I haven't had a cold or a sniffle, and I live in a house with four young kids, I can't believe it. Yes.
It must be an actual miracle going on at your place.
It is a miracle. The last two winters, I've been pretty sick with cold. So,
how old's your youngest, Tim?
My youngest, seven.
Yep.
She's seven, yeah.
Oh, that's right in the age group where they all get it.
And how have they gone with, all the isolation and all that sort of stuff when we were in COVID not long ago?
Oh, look, they went all right. It was me that had to be him trying to teach them school, I tell you.
Not fit for it.
Well, you got through it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, look, pleasure any time. Everyone just stay vigilant. And, if you do go to a place where they're not really doing the right thing, just have a quiet word to them. And, they want to keep people coming to their business as well. So
absolutely.
Do the right thing.
Absolutely. There he is, Crackers. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Coming up after this, though, heads or tails after the news. Stay by your phones. I'll tell you when to call after the news at New FM 829.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Heads or tails, just a couple of minutes away. 13:10:09 if you want to play. The prize this time, a family pass to Event Cinemas to see the movie of your choice. Relax with social distancing in place.
I love Event Cinemas.
I know.
So good there.
Jeez, you really sold that. I love that, Jay.
Well, I used to work for Event Cinemas.
Did you really?
Yeah, that was the...
That was Birch Carroll and Coyle.
No, it was Birch Carroll and Coyle, which is owned by the same company, Event Cinemas. But Birch Carroll and Coyle is at Maroochydore on the Sunshine Coast. It still is a Birch Carroll and Coyle.
Owned by the same company?
It is, because I was permanent part-time and then I got transferred to Chermside Event Cinemas and I was actually the manager of the gold class there.
One of the 80, yeah, one of the 80, was that the 89th job you've done?
Yeah, I think so. 89th, yeah, no, on the good. List.
Right now, Amy Shark, I Said Hi at New FM, good morning.
The school holidays are here. Yay! And we want you to rediscover the hunter. Time to play. The Novos, heads or tails.
That's right, it's the easiest way to win prizes in Newcastle at the moment. All you have to do is get the heads or tails flip correct. Today, up for grabs, family pass to Event Cinemas to see the movie of your choice. Relax with social distancing in place. That's right.
Very good. Let's go to Rodney. G'day, Rodders.
G'day, how are we today?
Hello.
Doing really good.
What's on for the weekend, Rodney?
With this weather, I think it's just going to be a movie weekend.
Well, you could win tickets to the movies right here, my friend. Heads or tails?
I reckon we'll go tails today.
Okay, good
going
luck.
Tails, here we go, for Rodders. No good, Rodders.
Oh, sorry about that.
But you're in the draw to win the amazing holiday to Nelson Bay.
Yeah, five-night family escape.
Awesome, that'd be great.
Thanks, man. Thanks
right.
for playing.
We're going to Michael. Good morning.
Hi, Jan.
Hey, good, thank you. Sorry, big plans for the weekend?
Yeah, hopefully going to the movies.
Fingers crossed.
What do you want to see there at the moment?
I'm not sure. I work 6 days, so I haven't seen what's on.
Okay, well, it sounds like there's you definitely much. Deserve these tickets. So are you choosing heads or tails?
I'm going heads today.
All right, here we go.
Head for Rodney. Here we go. Rodney, you got it.
You beauty.
Congratulations.
Michael, well done.
Oh, thank Michael, you. Sorry. Sorry.
Maddie's just calling everyone Rodney.
You're moment. Just having fun saying Rodders.
You get a Rodney. You get a Rodney.
No, well done, man. Sounds like you'll enjoy that break.
I'm looking very forward to it. It's going to be great.
Good awesome, stuff, man. Awesome. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. It's back, guys, on Monday with us and across your workday here at New FM. Jade,
mm-hmm.
Next, though, we all know it's your birthday.
Your birthday is coming up.
Yeah, next week.
It's on Saturday, but we're going to celebrate it on a Thursday because you're going on holidays on the Friday.
Yeah.
It's but very kind of you
with
guys.
That kind
you know,
of show.
You know I love a birthday yeah. party.
More than anything, really.
We've got a big announcement, though, next because... We all know you've wanted to get some Botox
yeah.
for your birthday.
You've been talking about it for ages.
Yeah.
Guys, I'd love to get some for my birthday. Yeah.
Let's just say our next big Facebook live stream event happening this afternoon. It may involve Botox. More details next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Be a Friday morning live across Newcastle at 105.3 New FM's currently 13 degrees in Wickham. And Jade, you've got the big announcement right now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That's right. I'm very excited because it is my birthday next week. And I guess as I'm getting a little bit older, you start seeing, you know, a few more lines on your face. The aging lines. And... I'm just like to say I'm a very confident person, and I am. But
you're also very insecure in a lot of ways. Vulnerable.
I guess so. In certain ways, I think as a woman, like you know, when you are aging and you're getting the grey hair, because I do have some grey hairs, and you see another year ticks by and you're getting older, and I don't know. I just think it's hard for women sometimes because you know you do compare yourself to others. And you shouldn't do that. And this is for me personally. I thought to myself, you know what? Because there's such a stigma around cosmetic injectables. Like we have spoken about it on this show before about getting Botox and whatnot. And I find people can be very judgy over it. And I thought, you know what? Like if it makes me feel confident or me feel a little bit more better about myself and loving myself, then that's okay.
Why not do
and
it?
And I'm not going to be judged. Like I'm not going to be judged by it. So... We've teamed up with Vamp Cosmetic Clinic, and they're actually going to be doing some Botox on me today.
Jade's birthday Botox.
We're going to do this on the live stream.
Yeah.
So if you've ever been fascinated about how this is done, the New FM Facebook page later this afternoon, just want to say as well, Jay, very proud of you because you are 100% right. It's so easy for somebody to sit there and judge and say, oh, well, Botox, what a fake person. That's generally the thing that most people say, right? The first go-to insult when it comes to this.
They do.
So I'm really proud of you for trying to break down the barriers here. When did you start getting Botox?
I've had it in the past. Oh, God. Probably, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years.
Right. So when you get Botox...
Not consistently either.
Just sometimes.
You know, if I have a special occasion or something, if I want to, you know...
Feel really good.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel happy. I feel... I don't know. I just feel good about myself. I just think, you know what? I look my best. I look like I'm 18 again. I feel 18. Why shouldn't I look 18?
Look the part.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's about loving yourself. And I like that feeling of... I don't know, just looking good. If I think I look good, I feel I look good, that's all that matters. And I find that there is this stigma and judgment to it. And I thought, you know what? I think we need to have the conversation and just put it out there that it's okay to get Botox or cosmetic surgery if you choose to.
Also okay not to.
And it's okay not to as well. Like if you don't believe in it, that's fine. But other people do believe it. I feel like those people who do get it sometimes do feel judged. And I have actually two girlfriends who actually I noticed they've started getting like lip filler done because it is very popular at the moment. And they won't talk about it. They genuinely just
pretend like it hasn't happened.
And I thought, how bizarre. Like, that's their choice not to want to talk about it. But I felt like you should be able to be proud of that. I just thought, you know what, that's sad that you're getting work done and you don't want to, you don't want anyone to know about it.
A lot of people out there as well, especially a lot of women that probably listen to this show can't afford Botox and can't afford cosmetic injectables. So this isn't something that you would do on the reg.
No, but...
If it makes you feel good and it's within your means... There should be no problem.
That's what we're going to do.
So, yeah, what time is it that we're kicking this live stream
1 o'clock. So, I guess it's, you know, just keep an open mind, you know, whilst I'm getting it done. There are probably a lot of people who've probably thought about getting it done, but are scared to or don't know, like, what it's like or the procedures. You can see it getting done. So you can see, you know what, yeah, maybe that is for me and I'll give it a go. So it's just, you know, I think I just think it's a good thing to have a discussion about and for those to have a look at that, you know what? Like, and it's okay not to know what to get. So I'm going to have a consult with Dr. Monique as well. And, cause a lot of people, I think, have thought about getting Botox done, but they don't know what they should get. And
what's going on.
And so they don't go. So I think it'll be a good eye-opener for those who've thought about it and are unsure about it to have a look behind the scenes.
Pulling back the curtain on in cosmetic injectables.
Yeah.
1 o'clock, New FM Facebook page live-streamed. Jade will be getting Botox live.
That's right. Kind of amazing. And good on you, Jade, for opening up this conversation.
Well, yeah.
And good stuff.
It's a good one to have.
Jackson, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, fam.
What do you that's good, isn't it? I like that Jade's coming out and saying this.
I think it's great. I think people need to calm down when they throw shade on people that get Botox. It always annoys me. I love the Botox.
They always say, oh, you don't want to look like the cat lady. And that's just like, well...
You know what? I'd rather look like the cat lady at 50 than a prune.
Well, you don't know if the cat lady... She probably feels good about herself. You know what I mean?
And that's actually all that matters. Yep, totally true.
Very good. 105 kicking off your Feel Good Friday next.
Yo, Camila Cabello. Still shacked up with Shawn Mendes, which I find fascinating. It's a long contract.
Rather than
a long fake relationship.
Reef, place your hands as well.
Oh, cool.
Love that, Camila. Classic.
Don't place your hands on me. Benny as well.
love this song.
Good song. Yeah. I was calling it Beanie the other day. Because I was like, this new artist, Beanie. And I was like, oh, whoops.
Do you reckon Lord's Cut, there's a new New Zealander on the scene?
Absolutely.
She's great. Love this song.
Kiwis are great when it comes to putting out music.
They definitely sure are. All right, that's us done. Jade's getting her Botox. 1 o'clock, New FM Facebook page. The full wrap on Monday's show. Have a great weekend, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.